Forest, KD.
PNC-9B, copy.
KD. KD clear.
Are we calling NC-9B?
Sir, his call is November 9 Tango Echo Charlie.
I apologize, my bad. Have a good night, sir. 73, NC-9B.
Come at all. Hope you're having a good evening. We just got our power back here at home, so I was just going to see, my brother was listening. He can't get cell service where he's at, so I just figured I'd holler at him. Anyway, hope you're having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4HKX, mobile.
3FT.
PFT, KO4HKX, go ahead.
Just heard something on the radio, on the iHeart radio, and I just wanted to pass it along so maybe you could get back to Pastor Barton. If he didn't know already that Manna Food Bank's building was destroyed, pretty much, they'll have to get another building.
I don't know if he knows that or not, but I will definitely pass it along to him.
Radio, and so it's secondhand, but they said that they saw it online, and Manna has been working out of the farmer's market out there. Is what they've been doing right now. That's what they're doing right now. Yeah, I used to work at Manna, so it's kind of bothering me a little bit after I heard that. I worked there in their reclaim center 9.5 years. And actually, in 2004, it flooded, and so I've been thinking about them, wondering if their building got messed up, because it did. The water did come into the building there. They're on the bank of the Swannanoa River, and it did in 2004 with that hurricane. KM4EFT.
Bad hurricane. That was Ivan and Francis, I believe it was, that come back through there back to back. Well, I hate to hear that. Hopefully, Dave get it taken care of. But I need to pause here just a minute. Hey, Miss Shannon, I had to pause for the fire department pulling out here.
This is all the news I have, I think. I hope they don't rebuild right there. Because, I mean, literally the corner of that building is about 10 feet from the bank of the Swannanoa River. And I remember thinking about that a lot when I go out there to eat lunch.
They won't, but if they do, hopefully they make some provisions and put it up off the ground a little bit.
Still, it's kind of like they do up on the coast.
Oh, Miss Shannon, I appreciate you bringing that information in about Sid. I relayed that out the best I could today, so hopefully N1DAY got his hands on that.
Hopefully KM4AIT heard about it, or he tried to text him or something. Hopefully. I'll let you go. KM4EFT.
Thank you for all the updates today. I do appreciate that. KO4HK, standing by for the net. KO4HK, go ahead.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. I know the net's about to start, but I just feel it heavy on my heart. I'd like to ask if I could just say a quick little prayer, kind of while the traffic's died down and everything's kind of settled a little bit before we start the net.
Go ahead, Bravo.
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done for us, Lord. Lord, we know this time is hard, but we pray that you watch over each individual that has been affected. Lord, we also pray that you watch over each individual that has went out and done what they could do to put a helping hand and to help each other and come together as a community, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, and we just pray that you keep guiding the hands of those who are going to rescue our people that are in dire straits, Lord. Lord, we pray that you put a warm touch of comfort on those who have lost loved ones, Lord. We pray that they just be touched in some special way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. We pray that you be with all of our fire, EMS, and search and rescue, Lord. We thank you for all those who have come and pitched in a helping hand to deliver any type of aid that they could by air, and who all have pitched in, Lord. We're just sincerely just grateful, Lord, and I just pray that you watch over each individual one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Patrick, KO4NUE. I think Gary's going to try to make it his way to you tomorrow and get you spun up on Windlink really well, and I'll have the short codes for you. He's going to drop them off there.
I appreciate it, Ted, and it was good to see you today face-to-face.
Yeah, roger that. You take care, brother. Be safe. Take care of yourself now. Don't wear yourself down. If you ain't working, nothing works. KO4NUE, 73.
I'm getting ready to roll in the driveway, and I'm going to fire the generator up and take me a hot shower.